You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I love this song so much. And I'm not ashamed to say that I love this song so much.
It's Kenny Rogers.
Of course.
What's not to love?
But I heard it, you know, I was putting a bunch of music together trip. And Dolly's coming in, I promise you that. And I put this on one of my playlists. And, you know, the more I listen to it, especially with the headphones. There she is. Listen.
Hold me closer and I feel no pain.
That is just a damn good song. Yeah. Remember who wrote that song?
Oh,
the Bee Gees.
Of course.
It's a Bee Gees song.
Of course, the Bee Gees pretty much wrote everything.
Okay, they kind of did. And I don't remember if that was a number one back, I'm thinking 1982, 83. It's a great duet, and I just wanted to play it here this afternoon
because
it's been on my mind. The bump that comes out of this segment is usually something just a little different. I kind of stick with the alternative rock and the classic rock, but I like to throw things that are just, sometimes I shoot for Sue's reaction.
Wow.
Right?
You give this a lot of thought.
Well, I actually, sometimes I do, Fred. I do. I actually put effort into it. That's why I do the Spotify playlist every night. I got a couple here this afternoon from Post Malone because Posty is at Busch Stadium tonight. I kind of wish I was at that show. You know, I'll say this about Post Malone. When he started taking off, I didn't really get it. I didn't get the music. I'm like, how does this guy have the big following that he has? And I remember my neighbors. I had some neighbors from in my neighborhood that a couple years when he was at the amphitheater, which I think that show got shortened because of some storms, they were taking a bus, and it was like parents and kids. And that's one of the cool things about he's cross-generational to a certain extent. Yeah, he's got a great personality.
Maybe it's showing my naivete, but in concert, like someone like Post Malone, he does a lot of duets with famous
question.
People.
Yeah.
What does he do for the other voice?
Well, that's a great question. Sometimes I've seen a variety of things, and I don't know what he's going to do tonight. Sometimes you'll have someone else that's thinking, you know, singing that part. I've seen, this was pretty funny, who the hell was it? One time I'm seeing a country act at the amphitheater, and, you know, everyone at the amphitheater is pretty sauced up, and they do this hologram. It was whoever did a duet with Carrie Underwood, and there's a hologram that comes over, and everyone's like, oh, Carrie's here! Well, no, it was a hologram. But they still played the voice track, and I think I've seen Pink do this with the dude from Fun, where they'll track the voice, the other guy's voice. So, I think he's done something with Blake Shelton, with other country artists. So they may track that, you know. And so he does the song, the other person's singing, but they have that just on a recording
you
track.
Know what,
but it's a great question.
You know what AI says? Post Malone typically brings on surprise guests for duets during his concerts.
So what artists do in many cases is they may go to a local artist, you know, someone who's well-known from St. Louis. I don't know who that person might
either.
Be right now. But look, Nelly could be up there. You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be an obvious one. Because
John Hamm. There you go.
But John Hamm is an actor.
I know. Well, he's an actor. You can act like he's singing.
Can I say something about John Hamm? I went home last night and I got caught up almost completely on Your Friends and Neighbors, which is Apple TV Plus show. I love that show.
Yeah.
I love it so much. It's one of my favorites right now. I think it's the best work that he's done since Mad Men, and it's got a great cast. I just think it's an excellent show. So I would recommend that. Okay, one thing I wanted to share here before Sue's news, and we got a lot going on here today, and we're going to cover as much as if we can. Let me cover the baseball topic just briefly here, because what happened was Rob Manfred made some decisions today on Pete Rose, and he's concluded, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, that Major League Baseball's policy shall be that permanently ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual. That means that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are no longer on that list and thus eligible for the Hall of Fame. Now, the whole death thing happened a little bit earlier for Shoeless Joe, but Pete Rose just died in September, so they've reinstated Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. That doesn't necessarily mean the Hall of Fame is going to, you know, do the same without an asterisk, because it's a different organization, but that's one of the stories that we're following this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. One thing I forgot to share with you guys, you know, it's funny, I even kept notes from Greece, and I don't even think I covered some of the notes that, you know, that I wanted to talk about. One thing that was shocking to me is it wasn't that expensive. Like, we'd go to one of the stands to get a Red Bull or a couple of Coca-Cola lights, and it was like €4 or €6. You'd spend like $18 here in the States. But I love euros, right? Gyros, whatever you want to call them, euros. There's a place out in Fenton.
It's euro.
I know.
Right?
There's a place in Fenton, downtown, old town Fenton that's Euro Giro. They used to have one on Wash Avenue. Maybe they still do. Sue, Fred, I don't know what it is. I like the American Euro better than the Greek Euro.
Now, that's interesting. What, is it the sauce?
I don't know. But here's something that is also interesting. They don't use lamb. They have such a shortage of lamb, most of the restaurants offer chicken gyros or pork gyros, not even beef. And I don't know what it was. There was something different because, man, I'm hankering for a big gyro right now. If anyone wants to Uber Eats deliver, I would take that kindly. But it was just, I only ordered one. Now, maybe I should have gotten another one.
Was yours chicken or pork? Which was it?
I got the chicken one.
And it can be dry. Was it dry?
It wasn't the chicken that was my, I didn't have an issue with the chicken. It was just something with the flavor wasn't there. Maybe it was because of the lamb. They still had tzatziki sauce.
I was going to say, did they have that on there?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a strange observation, but I'm just being honest here.
I ate a pizza in Rome, and I prefer the ones in America.
Well, right. Because we've kind of Americanized that.
And we've just taken it to a better spot. Fred, what are you laughing at?
No, I'm smiling. I think I'm surprised. No, I think I'm the same way. It seems we've been Americanized.
Yeah, we have. And it's better, frankly. I mean,
I think it is.
You know, I'd rather have a beef one than a chicken. So maybe that's it. I don't know. Oh, now I want to try it and determine for myself.
Here's what I will also say. The Greek salads don't even compare. They're so good over there. I mean, I think I had a Greek salad every day. And Becky doesn't like feta. She loves Greek salads, but I love the feta. So I got all the extra feta as well.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Now I'm really hungry. Thanks a lot. That's my fault, right?
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I eat a lot of Greek salad with some grilled chicken on top.
Oh, yeah.
Let's think about it, Fred.
What's your favorite Greek restaurant?
Well,
Where did you go for Mother's Day?
Oh, for Mother's Day, we went to... what you call it on King's Highway? Why can I not think of it now?
I was trying. But
one of the best Greek salads is in an odd little place called Apollonia near me, and we're going out for another Greek salad tonight.
Is Apollonia the one that's on Gravois?
Yeah.
Oh, that place was great. So when I lived in your neighborhood, I was probably there every 2 weeks
because
I would carry out. I rarely ever ate in the restaurant, but I would always carry out. They had great euros.
Yeah.
But the other place that's really good is right there on McKnight. Is it? No, not McKnight.
McCausland? What are you trying
to say? McCausland. Thank you. Yeah. What's that place?
Olympia. I'm going there tonight.
That place is good. Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just made that decision.
Well, nope. Jana and I said, let's not walk. Let's eat.
Well, you didn't. How did you not come up with that one sooner than I did?
Thank you, though.
Would you pick me up a Greek salad and a euro?
Yeah, of course. Now, wait, are you done?
With the order?
Yeah, with the order, yeah. It's your turn now.
Okay. On this day in history, in 1637, we're going back, Fred.
Wow.
Cardinal Richelieu, is that how you say it?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Wow.
Of France invented the table knife. And until then, people had used daggers to cut their meat and pick their teeth, which had to have been a nightmare. And I think I bring this up every year, but it's because it freaks me out. A dagger? Terrible. Cardinal Richelieu had the points rounded off all the knives at his table. He, by the way, was also the bad guy in The Three Musketeers. If you ever watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I told you what happened on the cruise. We were on the cruise with a bunch of French people. By the way, a bunch of older French people, and they were super stuffy. But what I was told from Cece, who was the woman who was an American, and she was giving us information, is the French eat with their fork in their left hand and the aforementioned knife in their right hand, even when they're not using the knife. So that must have something to do with tradition and history.
But they don't put it down?
No, they hold it. And then because they think we're weird because we actually use it to cut food and then we eat food, you know, with a fork in our other hand.
I never noticed that. And I've been to France a couple times.
Well, I never knew about it. But believe me, I observed it and Cece told me about it. Right? Oh. And maybe it's an older Greek, you know, not Greek, but older French, because these were people that were a little bit up there.
Maybe it's your stuffy people on the cruise.
Could be. I don't know.
And 31 years ago today, in 1994, Johnny Carson made his final TV appearance of his life. But he did it on Late Show with David Letterman, if you'll recall. And Jimmy Fallon was only 19 at the time. Isn't that freaky?
You know, yeah. I didn't pull this audio, Sue, but in the last 3 days on Instagram, I noticed a clip. You know, they like to throw things, retro things. There was a clip from Johnny Carson. Man, I bet we can find this for tomorrow for sure, where he talked about specifically not talking about politics and taking a side in politics because you ruin the whole gig because people are looking to laugh. And that's exactly the opposite of where we are with late night television today.
100%. Johnny, by the way, had always wanted Dave Letterman to replace him on The Tonight Show. And I think that's part of why, because Dave was not political.
That's true.
He was only, you know, let's shoot somebody in a Velcro suit up against a wall. That sort of thing.
Or drop a watermelon off of a third floor.
It's much more entertaining. All right, Kentucky Derby winning jockey Junior Alvarado has been fined and suspended because he whipped his horse too much. Oh, I hate hearing that. Jockeys are allowed to whip their horses 6 times per race, but Junior did that to Sovereignty 8 times. And it was the second time he violated that rule in 180 days. Because of that, he has been fined $62,000, which is 20% of his Derby winnings. And he's suspended for 2 racing days. Junior apparently knows that he messed up and had said, quote, "I couldn't keep track of that. It's such a big race. There's so much that you've got on your mind." Sovereignty's owner has already said he won't compete at the Preakness. So old Sovereignty will not be winning the Triple Crown.
I never knew there was a limit.
I didn't either, Fred.
And typically the jockeys will you know, use the whip certainly in the home stretch. And I'm guessing when he made that club, you know, the final turn is where they often say that the final turn is where the Derby is run. And he may have, you know, done it a couple of times. That's significant to the earnings, though, because he makes money from that. And that's interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, and I didn't know about the 8. No. I didn't know any of that. Now, NBC Universal has unveiled its fall schedule. It leans heavily on the NBA, which is, you know, the NBC really hasn't had the rights to it since 2002. So they've even hired Michael Jordan to be a contributor. He will be a special contributor. And Tuesday nights will be basketball, but Sunday nights will be added in 2026 since the NBC deal with the NFL is over. So they're kind of scrambling to figure out what to do. And that's why I think they're paying Jordan money to get him on there, because he's going to be a huge draw. Okay, but fine. Here's what attracted me. NBC is also hyping its new comedy called The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins, starring Tracy Morgan. Oh, I love it so much.
I've not seen it.
But Tina Fey is among the producers. So how can that be bad? If you liked 30 Rock, I'm guessing I loved it. It's my favorite series possibly of all time. I think this may be similar. And also in it is Daniel Radcliffe. Go ahead.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
That is very interesting casting. Harry Potter, for those people who might not know, right?
And Tracy Morgan, it plays a disgraced former football star trying to rehabilitate his image. So we'll see how
I'm
that
in
goes.
Already. I really
right?
am. Yes.
I mean, I love that. And on Peacock, they're going to have The Paper, which is an offshoot of The Office. Some people love The Office. That will premiere in September. And Amazon's Prime held an upfront presentation yesterday for the second time. And this one caught my eye. A first look at Nicolas Cage suited up for the live-action Spider-Noir series. He is a version of Spider-Man who's a private investigator in 1930s New York. What?
Wait.
So I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's a Spider-Man?
A spider, and they call it Spider/Noir seasons. Yes, and it's Spider-Man instead
Don't question
of
it,
Spider-Man.
Fred. Just roll with it.
Yeah. Okay. He's a version of him who was also a private investigator in the 30s.
Ethan was going over this with us last week, and I think he might be coming in to do it now. How many different types of Spider-Man movies there are, right, Ethan?
Yeah, he has his pocket protector on right now to discuss this.
So this is actually kind of a spinoff of he was in the Into the Spider-Verse movie trilogy. He was in both the first two.
Which, by the way, are outstanding. I was
really
shocked at how good they are.
They
are
phenomenal.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
They could make an argument for the best Spider-Man movies.
Wow.
I agree.
They are that impressive. The storyline's
so
good.
Nicolas Cage was in those?
I'm sorry?
Nicolas Cage was in those?
Yes, they are,
okay.
They are
voiced.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That's where I was confused.
And his character is really funny, but the idea, right, is that it is it's in a multiverse, so there's a bunch of different versions
going at
of
the same
Spider-Man.
Time.
He is from a different generation.
The 30s.
And now they're going to do a spinoff because people liked his character so
That's
much.
That's awesome.
They're going to do a story, or I guess a series about his character.
Okay,
kind of
that's
fun.
Really cool. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fred found this story because what? McDonald's plans to hire up to 375,000 employees in U.S. restaurants this summer. Now, I know they said up to, but that is an ungodly large number. And it's supposed to coincide with the addition of up to 900 new restaurants by 2027. 900 new McDonald's. That's a lot. I don't know what the deal is, what the big push.
I wonder, is it mainly U.S. or is it global?
McDonald's, let's see, they say that they've had a decline in store traffic the first quarter, especially in the U.S., with some same-store sales dropping by 3.6%. So the CEO has said, listen, we've got lower and middle income consumers who are cutting back on fast food because of, they're worried about inflation. They're worried about the economic outlet. So they are going with the U.S. McValue menu to extend the 5-meal deal. And they're hoping this really works.
I love this.
Look, I'm back with McDonald's after many years.
Are you? What?
Yep. And
what
I told
happened?
You this last year. I told you this story. We were one night debating. I love Culver's. I love Culver's burgers quite a bit. And Alexa wanted chicken nuggets. I don't even think their chicken nuggets are that good. I think like Burger King's are better and Culver's. But she was going to McDonald's one night. This is probably a year ago. And I said, you know what? Give me a quarter pounder with cheese.
Amen.
And that damn thing was amazing.
They make them fresh.
I'm not as big fan of the Big Mac because it's got all the sauce and all that.
Agreed.
But the quarter pounder with cheese. Now I went with the double quarter pounder with cheese. But
did
man,
you?
It was. So I've had several since. Yes.
Good. I have to scrape off the ketchup. I don't like the ketchup. Fred, your thoughts?
Oh, no. I love all of it.
Give me all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Fred said, give me all of it.
What's funny is when we, last month when we went. Took our tour of Japan. Several people that were on the tour with us, if they couldn't find anything else, they hit the McDonald's and they said they were great.
Oh man, that's awesome.
In Japan.
I appreciate them recognizing though that like it was too expensive, like for what their main demographic is, right? And saying like, okay, we need to do something about it. I respect that.
Exactly.
Somebody posted something last week. I can't find it on my phone. I screen captured it because I was going to fact check it, but they were indicating the prices in 2019 or 2018 versus today and how significant they went up. I think some of this is regional because we don't pay as much in the Midwest as other places, but it was pretty stark. So I understand why they're doing this.
Oh, that's interesting. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. It is impossible to poison a possum. They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body. And scientists are trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for people. You cannot poison a possum.
See how much you learn during Sue's News.
And that's it for Sue's News.
That's amazing.
They had to have that power because they're digging in trash. I don't know why the raccoons don't have it.
And they have this positive that they can't die of poison. The negative is that they're really ugly.
Yeah, they are
ugly. Yes, but you got to be nice to the possum. They eat the bad stuff.
The little ones are kind of cute, but once they get to an adult. Yeah. Hey, it's Telephone Tuesday. If you want to chime in here, Ethan's going to open the phone lines. I'll just say this. A couple of topics I was thinking about is the $400 million jet from Qatar, an appropriate gift for the Trump administration. But look, I was gone for a little bit, so if you have things on your mind, one of the things that I never really figured out, Fred, is what happened to the Abrego Garcia story? Did that just disappear?
They're not
championing him anymore, the Maryland father. But if you have something on your mind this afternoon, even if you like Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, chime on in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Couple things still to come. You know, I never got to some of this trans athlete stuff. I mentioned maybe yesterday at part. I have, I don't want to even call her a little girl. She's 15 years old who lives next door to me. She loves softball. She's a softball player for Rockwood Summit. And she was already aware of this pitcher that's like 6'1", who's a male, who's a boy, up in Minnesota taking opportunities away from girls. And that's kind of been in the news. And we're going to have Olivia Krolchek, who's going to come on here after the top of the hour. She's an ambassador with the Riley Gaines Center. She's been here many times before. We'll catch up with her after the 5 o'clock hour. Kit Bond died today. Longtime United States Senator from Missouri. He was governor of Missouri. We'll take a look back at Kit and honor him with Scott Faughn in the next hour. But right now, let's do this. Remember, I have this little thing I can play.
Telephone Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
I might not have left myself as much time as usual, but if you do have anything on your mind, and I was going to talk about the $400 million gift from Qatar, but jump on in here this afternoon, 314-241-9797, 241-9797. Fred handed me an interesting piece of paper here because I guess it was, I never know whether to trust this, but this is the Washington Post, and they kind of do this this deal about other gifts that the presidents, other U.S. presidents have accepted. I thought this one was really funny. When Obama made his first official visit to Australia in 2011, he snagged a crocodile attack insurance policy from the Northern Territory's chief minister. If he had been attacked by a crocodile, the policy would have paid out $50,000 to Michelle.
Wow.
And he did say something funny. He goes, I have to admit, when we reformed healthcare in America, crocodile insurance is one thing we left out. That's rather humorous when you think about it. But this is obviously in the news because of the gift that the president says he's going to accept. I'm still not convinced that's all going to happen. There has been some pushback, you know, by Republicans. I mentioned yesterday, you got the hard right in the kooky Laura Loomer, who's not a fan of it, trying to encourage President Trump. And she does have some influence, I would say, unfortunately. And then people on the left questioning if there's, you know, improprieties here. If you have that on your mind, that's one of the topics here this afternoon. But let's go to the phone calls. If I can press the right buttons here this afternoon. Mark, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling this afternoon.
Hello there.
And thanks for having the same name as me because it makes it easier to remember. But go ahead.
Absolutely. I appreciate that myself. But I've got information for you more valuable than a multi-million dollar airplane, and that is where to get a good Greek euro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I love this.
To
that's
me.
Perfect.
Ironically, it's the same place that somebody texted you about. I heard that also in there. But right there, it's just north on 94, just north of 370.
Huh.
The little thing right at the end of the strip mall next to the Phillips 66 gas station there. And it's run by a small little Greek gentleman with his wife. And just he offers both the beef and the lamb.
Oh.
Your choices. Makes a great little salad. His hummus is really good because he puts all kinds of good stuff in with it. It's not just a little cup of hummus. It's a small tray of hummus with some extra goodies added to it and everything. He makes his own tzatziki sauce.
Ooh.
So just,
wait, what's the name of it?
This is coming from a Eurolip.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the name?
I heard somebody call to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure because I never pay attention. Somebody called it, I believe, El Greco or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. El Greco. Okay.
Yep. See, he
Thank
would be a,
you.
He'd
no,
be a person.
Awesome.
I'd love to ask him that question because I wonder if it's commonality. There were a couple of people on the trip that agreed with me, but you know, I don't know if there's a distinct difference. I don't know what that distinct difference is between what I had in parts of Greece and what I get here. But I do like the ones here, so we're gonna have to check that one out. That's off the beaten path for me, but I'm willing, like I said, to make the trek.
It's worth it. I promise you.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for checking in this afternoon.
Oh,
let's see.
Best call ever.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that. Any food recommendations are totally accepted. I mean, food deliveries are a little bit better than that, but we understand limitations there, especially with Post Malone in town and traffic tonight. Carl, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm going to make this as quick as I can. It took me a while to like you. It did. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, so, but now
well, most people don't like me, so that's unique, but thank you for that. Go ahead.
But I really appreciate your thing. But I'm going to make I was a military 10 years, military police. I'm a father of three girls. I was a Democrat most of my life, just till this January. And my mom and the two things that you talk about, today, are the reasons why I left the Democratic Party, because I don't stand with them at all. One is transgender.
Yeah.
I don't care if you identify as a blue person. If you go through period, if you're born a male, go through period as male, you're not playing in sports against my girls. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And I'm a Democrat. Like I said, I just recently was a Democrat. And just on that note, I retire now, but I'm an Uber driver. I haven't met one person, not one Republican, and my mom's a Democrat. She does not believe this, too. So it's not just the left. It's the crazy left. So I wish you would say the crazy
well,
left.
Well, and you know, oftentimes, in fairness, I often point that out. And when I do, and I don't maybe say it all the time, Carl, but what I do point out is I include people like Jane, some of the people on my roundtable. We don't have the loony left on the roundtable. You don't want to hear it. Most people don't want to hear it. The common sense Democrats, the people in Missouri, they're against that, too. All my look,
they
I have gay friends. My best friend is gay, his partner. They don't like that. They see the fairness issue. It's really incredible to me that some people, and I have some audio that I'll play in the next hour, like Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who still want to stand by this because a small portion of their party believes in that. I don't get it, but I understand your position.
Can I say
as
one
well.
More thing before you cut
absolutely,
me off? Here,
absolutely.
One more thing. And another thing, too, as a husband of 16 years, and like I said, why are we spending money? I'm sorry. When Trump said he's getting rid of people, he does what he says. I don't particularly like Trump, but he does exactly what he says. Mm. So why are we spending? This man had, I saw the pictures. He looked like he was in a gang. The tattoos on his neck, and I don't know for sure. But we're not. Why are we wasting money on the Democratic Party, wasting time on this man who's twice, not once, twice, wife said, please don't bring him back.
So did you out of curiosity, did you vote for Kamala?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did you not vote for either? Did you not vote or did you vote for Trump?
I did vote for Trump.
Okay.
The main reason I voted for Trump, and I'm going to tell you this, because as a veteran, we were on the brink of World War III, and Biden and Trump were talking about, you know, their golf games. I'm like, guys, we need to watch out what China and Russia are doing. And I think the only person that Putin would listen to at that time would be Trump.
Yeah.
And that's what mine is, because I was in war. So my whole thing is not personal issues. It's just I know what war does to our young men.
It's awful.
And I'm an African-American. I'm a black male. And I know where they're going to come from. They come from the rural counties where they don't have a lot of money. They come from the inner cities where they don't have a lot of money. So it's a war would totally what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have the right word, but it would be a bad thing for everything.
Well, so I agree
with
you.
That was my number one reason.
Carl, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, and thank you for liking me, because again, that's not very common. And I would recommend to everyone, I always bring this up because it's a great documentary from 2005. It's called Why We Fight, and it's framed around Dwight Eisenhower's speech about the military-industrial complex. And I'm not risk-averse to admitting mistakes in the past. And there were certainly things that many of us, many on the right, maybe even many on the left, said during the Gulf War 20 years ago, whatever that would be now, that were just wrong. And you know, so many, I think about these kids, I've watched this documentary on Apple TV Plus about Vietnam. You think about what's happening in Israel right now or what's happening in Ukraine. These are young kids. You know, when I was in Greece, they have mandatory military service, right? Which ends up going well for most people, and then they can advance into their careers. But not if you're in, you know, Ukraine, and not if you're in Israel, and not if you're in other parts of the world where you have fighting going on. And I think that that war machine, you know, there's clearly a reason why we had the first two world wars. You can self-examine Vietnam. The Cold War certainly led to a period where maybe we were on the brink a few times. But the military, and this was my philosophy, peace through strength, which is, I think, what Donald Trump's philosophy is, that matches Ronald Reagan. But I'm horrified by the notion that so many of these young people were affected by this for the rest of their life, whether it's just something like PTSD, right? And, and you know, so Trump says something like that, and then he gets accused of disrespecting the military, when in fact he's saying, we don't need to have men and women coming back with no limbs when we don't have the vested interest that this country should have. Now, look, we got people coming on the shore. If we have a threat directly to this country, we're going to take action, right? And people are going to want to take action. But I appreciate certainly what Carl had to say there, and I appreciate the phone call on Telephone Tuesday. We have a few more minutes here if you want to jump in. I got to take another break, though. 314-241-9797 is Telephone Tuesday on The Mark Reardon Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Previous caller, Carl, very smart guy. I liked Carl a lot. He mentioned the trans issue. Olivia Krolchek is going to weigh in on this. There's a couple of stories that are just mind-boggling how anyone can support these boys that are competing against girls. But lo and behold, they do it. It's Telephone Tuesday. We have a few minutes left if you'd like to jump in here this afternoon. I just told Fred, so I have one topic that I could have tossed out. We may save it for next week. But if we have a minute here at the end of the hour, I'll mention it to you because I have conflicting information on a topic that I'm relatively passionate about, and we'll see if we can squeeze it in. Let's see. Who do we have here? Waldo? That's not a real name. Waldo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Where's Waldo, right? He's right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to comment on this new mayor. I have a feeling she's going to be useless, too. I heard her on Camel X today, and she was talking about flat tires and how this is terrible. And Ronchi and the gal, I never asked her, what are you going to propose to do about this? It was just a bunch of word salad.
Yeah, if you missed earlier, I played some of the sound bites, but what's her name? That's Amy Markscores.
Yeah.
I like that. But, you know, I've already heard that feedback from a lot of people. In fairness to Carrie, you got to give her a little time here to get her footing. But I also think, you know, I said this about Lida Cruz and Sue, and I said it about Tishara, and what do I know about, you know, public relations when it comes to politicians? But would it be so hard when something significant happens in the city that clearly a lot of people are talking about, right?
Right.
And clearly, when it's been established that the city, and you love parts of the city,
I
and
do.
Carondelet Park is an amazing, that's why I live there. I love that park so much. I miss it.
Yeah.
I really do. But when you have people that they want reasons to come to the city, they want to come to the Hill, they want to come to different
right.
areas. But when you can't even address it and say, look, this is unacceptable, and take a stand and say, what we're going to do here is commit to more resources one way or the other. But they never say that.
No.
They never do that. How hard would that be?
Just say, this is why I'm committing to you today to hire 350 new police officers by blah, blah. It never happens.
Well, and I get that you can't wave a magic wand, but I think it would instill some confidence in people who both live in the city and who don't live in the city. Fred, you know this group, Citizens for a Greater Downtown, right?
Right.
So they posted something yesterday, and they post videos and pictures on a regular basis, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but again, it was complaining about some of the activity downtown. And swear to God, they were filming right across from our building, because we see it all the time. We see people passing out, whether it's fentanyl or whether it's something else. I don't feel safe right around the building. In my car, I do, but there are things that happen that, you know, people are in crisis. They need help. They're laying around in the park. You don't know if they're dead or alive. We've had people who have called 911. You have people that are defecating, leaning up against the trees right here across from our building. They're peeing on the trees. It's not acceptable. Now, you can't wave a magic wand, but have a commitment to making things a little bit better. And some of this doesn't seem to me that difficult, at least to show some leadership and say, we care, we know where you are, we support the police, right? We support the cops, because
right.
it's not the cops' fault that this is happening. It's just that there are not enough cops. They want to do their job. We're going to give them the resources. But Chief Tracy is a big rhymes with wussy. I probably should say the word, but Sue would be offended, and some other people, maybe my daughter's listening.
It's just
what
not
a wussy. What to say that word?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you rhyme
but
it,
that's
we
what,
all get it.
Okay, but that's what he is. And it's disgusting. We're paying this guy so much money. Where the hell is he on some of these issues? He should be out there in front. He should be supporting their officers. Now,
yes.
I know this for a fact. When I reached out to cops yesterday on the Holly Hills issue, including a good friend who used to live in that neighborhood, he was outraged. But he also, and I've heard this from other cops, he, at least at this point, and this is what you want to maintain, he feels and other officers feel like Kara will be an upgrade
really?
And will show some support. Yes.
Okay.
But you have too many moments like this where she's a word salad and she's wishy-washy and she's not really committing to making any changes. And let's face it, it's her crazy board of aldermen
that
really
help.
Are the trouble. It doesn't help at all. We have Megan Green still in the picture. So, you know, the mayor, no matter how popular or unpopular, still has limitations within what the board will allow you to do. But I just feel we have this conversation so often about why people don't want to come to the city. Well, everyone that might have thought they wanted to come to the city, and then they see that video, and maybe they don't even know where Holly Hills is.
I know.
But they see the video, and they see Jane's video of the motorcycle gang that came right down here on Market a few weeks ago, and they're like, yeah, that's why we don't come into the city. That's why we go to the Greek restaurant in St. Charles, because we don't want to go there.
Yeah. It's a shame. And as a result, I mean, we have all kinds of really fabulous neighborhoods in the city that people never see. And part of it is because we just can't get them policed so that people will get past that. But that prejudice against the city and its danger has existed since
sure.
I've been a kid, the 70s. And it's just become worse.
But Sue, you and Fred has this perspective, because I used to be the guy that would say, come on, if you're out in Chesterfield or Baldwin, where I grew up, come to the city of St. Louis. It's not what you think. Well, that was 10 years ago, or that was 15 years ago. And I don't feel that way. And I know that you've even given me a little pushback on what's happened downtown, but it is a narrow part of downtown. But it's still a part of downtown from where we are, I would say, all the way to the Arch and just a little bit west of here. And then by the soccer stadium, things get a little safer, right?
I am not saying it's not. All I'm saying is if we were having enough police, we could at least make the safer, and then it would go from there.
No, and I know that. And you're right about that. And that's why I've even said, look, have a couple of cop cars just right outside of Enterprise Center, maybe a few blocks away from Busch Stadium, but those guys are working probably overtime, or they're just contracted out anyway. We'll see if this new mayor can come up with some real solutions.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.